in the country?
In Northern Ireland, mm-hmm. I've been 28 years. But before that, I was 10 years before that, I was in India. Before that, I was 7 years in England, in Bradford.
Right.
I was studying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in India till I was age 16.
Okay.
When I was born.
Wow.
And I came to, I think it's going to be my story that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay, if that's okay.
So I came to study. My uncle lived here in Bradford. So every time, because my cousin was same age, but she came over here. But all those years, I always wanted to come to England. I always thought, you know, if will somebody go, if somebody can take me in the suitcase, in a bag or something, I would just go.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1967, my uncle came and he's, you know, he said, okay, if you want to come, you know, I'll arrange for you to study there. And that time in India, the hairdressing thing was coming in. I was in university doing a second year at that time. Then I came here and I studied. I did my 2 years basic and 2 year advanced mm-hmm. course, and then I did trichology. I didn't sit for the exams. By that time, I got married in England.
Mm-hmm.
And
to an English?
No. It was Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Indian guy got married. You know, it was arranged on the same, but on mutual understanding, and we agreed and got mm-hmm. married. So that then I went to London to stay because the guy was in London, so stayed there. But I had miss happening. Just a day before our first marriage anniversary, he took a massive heart attack and he died.
Oh, that's horrible.
And I was pregnant at that time.
Mm.
Six months mm. pregnant I was at that time.
That's terrible.
So then, because his relatives were again back in Bradford, and my parents, and my aunt, not my parents, my father was over. So he was, and my aunt and uncle, at that stage he died. And so came here, and I lived with my sister-in-law, my husband's brother and sisters, gave birth to a daughter. Then when she was 5 months, I went back in India to stay with my parents for a wee while. But then they said, you know, because I was only 21 at that time, they said, you're too young. But I didn't, you know, think about all these things. But as the time went by, I did realize that, you know, especially being Indian girl, it's not a life to live alone with a child, to raise the child, all this. And parents, they were, you know, just saying, you know, you should, you know, but I never said yes. But then it came the time, I just didn't answer, and then my brother, he said, start looking, you know. And then somehow I met Vijay, my husband, you know, and we got married. We stayed there 10 years, we worked there, business was going fine and everything, but he wanted to come here. So we came here just to see. But at all that time, my daughter from my first husband, she was with my parents. They raised her at that stage. She was in India. Then meantime, I had another son from my second husband. Then when we came here, I had another daughter. And when I had another daughter, I was telling Indu, the eldest one, you know, to come over and stay with mm-hmm. us. She wouldn't leave before. When I had the youngest, you know, Neha, and I took her first time to India to meet her, and somehow she says, I want to go with you.
Aww.
That is the only time,
how
you know.
Was she?
Indu was that time 11. 11 plus she was. So she says, no, I want to go, you know. And my mother, it was very hard for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, as long as she is willing, I will let her go.
Yeah.
But because she wasn't willing before, mm-hmm. she didn't, and I never pushed her, because the child needs the love.
Yeah.
So if she wasn't, she was happy there. So that was okay with me. I knew she was in safe hands. Mm-hmm. So she came over. And ever since then, you know, they are all happy, and I'm happy with my husband.
Oh, that's good.
But it is a tough life for a woman, you know.
Yeah.
It was a very short time to get to know my first husband. It looks like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was 39 years before,
mm-hmm.
from now.
Yeah.
But it just looks, it happened yesterday.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, but you get on with the life and you carry on.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, some experience living abroad, but you need your family, this is what it is. And I was lucky that I had somebody to look after me.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah, what a story.
Yeah. Happy now, you know, but the memories are there.
But it's really, I mean, like you say, you need your family or
you need your somebody. Yes, this is the time, I think, when you're happy, you can always get your friends local here to enjoy it and join you and all. When you're sad, all those same friends are with you, but you still need your own blood to embrace you or hug you. And you need it. And I remember that, you know, how I felt when I saw my mother after that.
Yeah.
But it's been tough, but, you know, I think that made me strong as well and everything.
Yeah,
one matures.
Yeah, it matures you. That's
why. Make you a stronger person.